free speech is in a free fall in Europe. There are two anti-free speech movements that have coalesced. Mm-hmm. One is in Europe, where it has laid waste to free speech. Germany, France, England, free speech has been eviscerated. And also places like Canada. The U.S. anti-free speech movement began in higher education, then metastasized throughout the government. But this has all reached our shores now. The Berlin World Forum followed the remarks of Vice President Vance on free speech.
The threat that I worry the most about vis-a-vis Europe is not Russia, it's not China, it's not any other external actor. And what I worry about is the threat from within, the retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values, values shared with the United States of America. In Britain and across Europe, free speech, I fear, is in retreat.
And the EU was red hot. They gathered in Berlin, and it was the most anti-free speech gathering I've ever been part of. There's only two of us from the free speech community. And they are committed. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was there, and she really fueled the anger. I mean, she, when Twitter was purchased by Elon Musk, she called on the EU to use the infamous Digital Services Act, which is one of the most anti-free speech pieces of legislation in decades. And she called upon the EU to use the DSA to force the censorship of American citizens, force people like Musk to censor. It's an extraordinary act by someone who was once a presidential candidate in the United States. But they are committed to it. And after the World Forum, they further globalized this effort, and they are threatening companies like X with ruinous fines unless they resume censoring American citizens.